个爱慕。
Thank the Lord for giving us desire toward Him.
我们别人在外面游乐或者是休息。
For although others are having fun or resting outside.
我们却一同聚集在他自己的同在，他的面前。
But we together gather before in His presence and before Him.
若是大家体力上面累哈，啊，你需要出去走动一下，没有关系。
It is okay if you feel tired and you need to move around outside.
我相信主会纪念我们，也把他自己更多的赏赐给我们。
I trust the Lord remembers us and also give more of Himself to us.
我们好不好？还是请大家翻到以赛亚书第六章。
Let's again turn to Isaiah chapter 6.
我们从第一节读到第八节。
Let's read from verse 1 through 8.
请我们同声来读。
Please read together.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有沙拉佛四粒，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。那时我说：祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华，有一撒拉佛飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的，将炭沾我的口，说：看哪，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。我又听见主的声音说：我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说：我在这里，请差遣我。今天下午我们交通到以赛亚他属灵意象里面第一个看见。
This afternoon we share the first seeing that in his spiritual vision.
他看见了主的宝座和坐在宝座上的主。
He saw the throne of the Lord and the Lord who sits on the throne.
并且看见主在他家中所要得着的侍奉。
And also see the ministry the Lord shall receive in his house.
我们今天生活在民主的时代的里面。
Today we live in the democracy age.
对于宝座和君王呢，可能我们的意念感觉和态度都比较遥远。
It seems like the concept or feeling about king or throne will be far away from us.
我们知道现在欧洲大概呢，英国还有皇室，但是没有权柄。
We know that there's still the royal family in England, but there's no authority.
而且皇室呢，变得就是要做这个亲民的公关的活动。
And actually, the royal family need to be do public relation work.
好，我们要稍微来复习一下。若是今天你我真正的遇见了权柄，遇见了君王
，So we have to review that if we truly meet authority and king.
好，弟兄姊妹，在我们里面该用什么样的态度来回应
？So what kind of attitude we should have to respond back？
以赛亚已经预言到这位君王他降世为人，政权要担在他的肩头上。
Isaiah already prophesied that this king born as a child and the government should be upon his shoulder.
他的治理是公义和公平的。
And his government is justice and righteous.
而且呢，在他的治理里面，你一方面经历慈爱，一方面又遇见了诚实。
And in his government, on the one hand you meet loving kindness, on the other hand you meet truth.
若是我们得着这样的供应和治理，我们就放心了。
If we receive such provision and government, then we should be at ease.
我们就安心了。
Then we should take rest.
但是若是我们真遇见了这位君王的话，
But if we truly meet this king,
我们该有的态度，我今天下午也稍微讲一点。
What kind of attitude we should have, which I have mentioned a little bit this afternoon.
我们的主，我们的神，在他的生命中做我们的君王。
Our Lord, our God, in His life being our King.
那么我们应该用什么态度对他呢？
So what kind of attitude we should have toward Him?
我讲第一个，我们以他作我一切的源头。
First, that He should be all the sources for us.
好，有一首诗歌，中文是这样翻译的。
There's a hymn that Chinese translates like this.
他说：“救主耶稣，爱者之乐。”
Savior, Lord Jesus, the joy of those who love Him.
他说：“你是我这个生命之光。”
You are the light of my life.
世人之光。
The light of the world.
他说是我生命之源。
The source of my life.
或者 the fountain of my life.啊，弟兄，我们姊妹翻得很好，是 source 啊，我们的源头。
He's our source.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们在君王的面前，我们就再不自己做主了。
So before our king, that we are no longer lord for ourselves.
那个叫做他做源头。
That is called he's the source.
弟兄姊妹，你这样子生活，你就经历他做君王，在我生活中是奇妙的。
If you live this way, then you realize how amazing this is in our life.
弟兄姊妹，这是基督徒生活中的见证。
This is the testimony of Christians.
我们大小事情在君王面前不能随便说话的，对不对？
In all things that we dare not to speak casually before King.
我们也不要到这位至高的神，我们君王面前为他出主意。
Nor do we plan or do any counseling for this King.
第二个，我们遇见他，我们该有的态度。
And that's the second attitude we should have.
就是他变成我的标准。
That is, he become my standard. 啊，
不再是我做标准。
No longer I'm the standard.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们在教会生活里面看见，很多人呢，是以自己做标准来发表意见的。
We see that in church life that many people just using themselves as the standard to give opinion.
但是那些真正遇见了主，并且承认他是他的君王的人。
But for those who truly met the Lord and confess that He is their King.
其他的都不是标准了。
Others
只有耶稣基督是他的标准。
Everything else are no longer standard. Only Lord Jesus Christ is their standard.
我们再讲，遇见了这位坐宝座的主。
And then, as we meet this Lord who sits on the throne,
我们承认他是我们的君王。
We confess he's our king.
那么他就是我们的目的。
And he is our purpose.
以往呢，我们可能做一些事情是为着自己的。
In the past, we probably do things for ourselves.
或者为着某一个动机意念。
Or for,
不是主。
For certain intention, which is not of the Lord.
啊，弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们看见很多人爱主哈。他的目的是为着自己的一个动机的。
Many often we see that people love the Lord, but their purpose is for their own intention.
实际上不是爱主。
That is not love the Lord.
那是利用主。
That is to take his advantage.
弟兄姊妹们，一个真正看见宝座生活的人，他是改变。
For someone who truly sees the throne, his life will be changed.
他的目的乃是主自己，那位君王坐在宝座上。
His purpose will be Lord himself, the king sits on the throne.
如果我们看见了主是君王，我们该有的态度还有一个。
So there's one more attitude we should be if we truly see Lord as the king.
他成为我们的满足。
He becomes our satisfaction.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的侍奉不是要人满足。
Our service is not to satisfy man.
不是人称许我，我得着了侍奉的满足。
It's not that by praising of man that we receive satisfaction in service.
弟兄姊妹们，乃是主的笑脸成为我的满足。
It is the Lord's smile becomes my satisfaction.
所以君王的称许，那就是我们一生人生的价值，我们侍奉的意义。
So the praises from the king is the value of our life and the meaning of our ministry.
再讲一个点，君王 在我们身上的实际，我们承认我们一切的福分都在他的里面。
Another point is that when the King is upon us, we confess that all of our blessing is in Him.
那确实是我们今天的经历。
That is truly our experience.
也是我们将来要得着的赏赐。
And also the reward we should gain.
弟兄姊妹，这是我想啊，以赛亚那一天，他看见这个异象，在他身上产生了一个基本的态度上的变化。
I think that's the basic change of attitude of Isaiah after he saw this vision.
所以他的做人，他的侍奉，完全有了一个新的态度。
So his life and his service has completely changed to a new attitude.
那我们也讲到呢，以赛亚看见的那坐在宝座上的主，借着天上天使的侍奉，把他的生命显出来。
And also the Lord who sits on the throne through the seraphims that can manifest his life.
他的生命是全然圣洁的。
His life is completely holy.
是独一的。
Is the only one.
啊，我们知道圣经上面的圣洁的反面呢，不是不圣。
We know that in Bible the opposite of holy is not unholy.
它的反面呢，就是俗的。
The opposite is common.
啊，就是普通的。
It's very ordinary.
只有这个生命呢，是独一的。
Only this life is being the only one.
它是地上所有生命的源头。
He's the source of all life on earth.
人的生命也是从他来的。
So is the human life coming from him.
但是人因着被撒旦欺骗了，背叛了神，人的生命就被玷污了。
But because man being deceived by Satan, disobey God, therefore man's life is being corrupted.
所以不论人多努力，凭着自己的力量想要达到神的圣洁，是绝对不可能的。
So regardless of how much effort man tries to be, and it's impossible for man to achieve the holiness of God.
但是天上的侍奉把这个圣洁，这个生命呢，宣告出来。
But the heavenly ministry proclaims this life and its holiness.
那就成为我们今天属神儿女们在地上侍奉生活的根源。
And that becomes the root of God's children's service on earth today.
我们的侍奉呢，是根据于天上那个生命的彰显，要得着我们侍奉的泉源和力量。
The fountain and strength of our service is based on the manifestation of this heavenly life.
而当这个生命彰显出来，充满全地的时候，地上就充满了荣耀。
And when this life is manifested to fill the earth, then the earth is full of glory.
我们看见今天地上许多的政权也有它的富足强盛，但是却没有神的那个荣耀。
We see many government on earth today also has its riches and also strength, but it does not have the glory of God.
反而在人的富足强盛背后呢，有许许多的痛苦挣扎斗争。
But behind all those riches and strengths of this government, they were all the corruptions or strifes.
唯有当神的生命充满全地的时候，弟兄姊妹，荣光就充满了。
Only when the life of God is filled on whole earth, then the glory shall be filled.
好，我们看见，当这个宣告显出来的时候，地上殿的门槛的根基都震动。
We know when this proclamation is manifested, the threshold of the door shall even be moved.
这告诉我们说，这是今天神家的那个和世界的分界线，那就是那个生命。
That's the separation line between God's household and the world, and that's the life.
也是今天我们一切生活侍奉的标准。
And that's the standard of all life and service today.
若是我们能够这样活在主的面前。
If we can live before the Lord like this,
弟兄姊妹，神的家里面就充满了神的同在。
Then the house of the Lord is full of God's presence.
那个烟云呢，说出神的同在。
The smoke talks about
神的满足和喜悦。
The presence of his presence and his joy and satisfaction.
那么今天晚上我们要再讲到第三堂呢，讲到国度子民的经历。
And tonight, the third session, we talk about the experience of the people of kingdom.
当我们碰见了君王和他的宝座，我们就认识了国度。
When we meet the king and his throne, then we know the kingdom.
因为国度的 他的本质是借着那宝座上的他的生命和身位来决定的。
Because the essence, the nature of the kingdom is being determined by the one on the throne.
那么当我们遇见了他，我们得着这个经历，我们就成为他国度的子民。
And when we meet him, we gain this experience, then we become the people in his kingdom.
在以赛亚书第六章呢，我觉得以赛亚那个经历哈，正说出每一个国度子民里面经历的那个原则。
I feel what Isaiah has experienced in chapter 6 tells the principle of each of the people in kingdom.
刚才我们读的第五节到第八节，说出了以赛亚在异象中他生命里面的经历还有改变。
In verse 5 through 8, it talks about the experience of Isaiah and how he has changed.
我们看见了第一个，他因着那呼喊者，他看见那个异象，他立刻说：“祸灾，我灭亡了。”
First, after he saw the vision of those who cry, and he said, "Woe is me, I'm undone."
因为在这位坐宝座和宝座前侍奉的对比底下，他看见了自己。
Because under the contrast of the one who sits on the throne and those who serve, he saw himself.
我们称这个经历叫做蒙光照。
We say this experience as being enlightened.
弟兄姊妹们，我们蒙恩得救啊，不是我们的悟性通了，我们就得救了，不是的。
Brothers and sisters, as we are being saved, it's not that our intelligence or understanding understands.
乃是主的显现了在我们里面，叫我们看见了自己的光景。
It's the appearance of the Lord show us how our true condition is.
那么这个蒙光照第一个的表现。
And the first expression of being enlightened is.
他在主生命的荣光中呢，他就看见了自己的本相。
In the countenance of the glory of the Lord that he saw about himself.
弟兄姊妹，我们都可能参加过福音聚会哈。
Brothers and sisters, you probably have attended a gospel meeting.
我不晓得在这里是不是，以前我参加着 Billy Graham 的福音聚会。
In the past, I attended Billy Graham's gospel gathering.
甚至有些弟兄姊妹还去参加他那个他的唱诗班。
Or some brothers and sisters joined their choir.
他最后呼召的时候一定唱一首诗歌，大家知不知道？
Do you know what hymn he sang?
照我本相 ，Just as I am.
They always sing this hymn, Just as I am.
我们那时候唱的很高兴，我不需要做什么呢，我原样来就到主面前，他就接纳我。
Back then we sang very happily because we didn't have to do anything. We just came as just as we are, and he accepted us.
比如说呢，你原样呢？你是一个又脏又臭的人。
For example, if you're
不需要去洗个澡。
Someone smelly or dirty, you don't have to take a shower.
你原来是抽烟的人，不需要先戒烟。
If you are the smoker, you don't have to quit first.
你喜欢打麻将的人，你也不需要戒麻将。
And for someone who loves to play mahjong,
你照着你的原样来。
Just come just as you are.
你只要到主的面前承认说，主，我需要你。
Just come to the Lord and confess, we need you.
只要承认说，主啊，我是一个亏欠了神的荣耀的人。
Just to confess that I'm someone who falls short of God's glory.
我需要你拯救我。
I need you to save me.
我谢谢你为我钉十字架。
And thank you for crucifying on the cross for me.
那么我接受你做我的救主。
I accept you as my savior.
主就接受我们。
Then the Lord accepts us.
主就把他的生命赐给我们。
Lord gives his life to us.
弟兄姊妹，我们想那大概就是我们的本相。
Brother, sister, we thought that's about who we are.
其实那只不过是我们本相在外面的一个表现而已。
Actually, that's only one of the expression about who we are.
我们真正的本相，可能你我都还看得不清楚。
It might be that we truly do not even know about ourselves.
你知道耶利米，先知耶利米啊，他有一次看见，他就说啊，说神啊，人心比万物都诡诈。
When Prophet Jeremiah saw, and then he said that the heart of man are more evil than all things.
他说呢，坏到极处，有谁能够知道呢？
It's so evil to the point who would know that.
弟兄姊妹，那一天以赛亚看见了主坐在宝座上和宝座前的侍奉。
That day when Isaiah saw the Lord sitting on the throne and the ministry before the throne.
主生命的荣光一照。
As soon as the light of his glory shines,
他立刻就看见自己的本相。
He immediately saw who he was.
他说：“祸哉，我灭亡了。”
He said, "Woe is me, for I'm undone."
他本相的表现在哪一个点最特别呢
？So what is the most special expression of how he is?
在他的嘴唇，在他的言语上面。
In his lips and what he says.
他说：“我是嘴唇不洁的人。”
He said, "I'm a man of unclean lips."
不仅这样子，而且他认清了他的环境。
Not only that, he realized how his circumstances.
他说：“我又住在。”嘴唇不洁的民中。
And he said, I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，若不是圣灵来光照我们，
If not the Holy Spirit enlightens us,
没有一个人能够真正的看见我们内心深处的本相。
There's nobody who can truly see our most inner being, who we truly are.
我们可以承认一点我在外面的过分。
We are able to confess little things we do wrong.
我在外面对人对不起的事情。
And the things we wrong people outward.
弟兄姊妹，那都只是一点表象而已。
Those are only little expressions.
真正的根源是在人的深处。
The root is from the depths of man's heart.
我们知道在马太福音里面，主耶稣讲到，入口的不能污秽人，但是呢，从人心里面出口的能够污秽人。
In Matthew, Lord Jesus said that what we take in cannot corrupt us, but those who come out of us will corrupt people.
因为出口的呢，是从人心里面发出来的。
Because what we say is actually from our heart.
为什么嘴唇会不洁呢？言语会不洁呢？
Why would our lips be unclean and our words be unclean?
因为我们的心里面不洁净。
Because our hearts are unclean.
这是以赛亚第一个经历。
That's the first experience of Isaiah. He was being enlightened.
看见自己是一个可怕的人。
He see how scary a person he is.
你知道他是其实一个是非常有口才、非常有风度的一个历史学家。
He is someone very well at words and also a gentle historian.
有人读以赛亚书说啊，他在希伯来文里面是以散文诗的题材。写的非常美丽的文字。
Those who read Isaiah say that in Hebrews he was actually Isaiah was actually written in very beautiful words, psalms.
他是一个这个 prose form 啊。我自己在年轻的时候一开始读以赛亚书我就被他吸引，他的文字真是优美。
I was very attracted by the book of Isaiah when I was young.
像这样的人怎么会说？说不洁净的话呢
？So how this kind of person say unclean words？
弟兄姊妹们，你知道吗？有的时候哈、啊，我们的外面的话很漂亮，但是它是包装过的。
You know, it might be we are being packaged by our beautiful words outward.
我们心里面不敢拿出来给别人看。
We do not dare to show other people.
那一天主让他看见了。
And that day the Lord showed him.
为什么呢？主的生命在他里面显了一下。
Because the Lord's life showed him,
那是君王的生命。
And that's the life of king.
他和这个君王差得多远啊？
He realized how far is himself away from the king.
他以往在主面前许多的言语，他发现他是在顶撞。
And he realized so many words before the Lord, he was actually opposing him.
他是冒犯。
He was actually against him.
他自己不觉得。
He did not realize it.
他许多认为他是帮助别人。
He thought he was helping others.
实际上他是骄傲。
Actually, he was proud.
他自己不觉得。
He did not realize it.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们该有的一些的经历。
Brothers, sisters, this is the experience we should have.
如果我们缺少这种经历，
we lack this experience.
你可能在理性上面你承认了耶稣基督。
It might be in your mind that you confess Lord Jesus.
但是主耶稣的那个做君王的王权在我们身上我们没有摸到。
But the sovereignty of the Lord being the king, we have never touched it.
你知道传福音最难的一个点就是要人承认了人在最终需要主。
The most difficult part when we preach gospel is to let people confess that they need the Lord in their sins.
我想古今中外任何地方的人都一样。
I think it's the same regardless of where and in under which period.
我年轻的时候有一个同伴，一个弟兄。
When I was young, I have a companion who's a brother.
有一次我们在一起交通。
Back then we shared together.
我们唱一首诗歌啊，这个我是个罪人蒙主恩。
We sang a hymn. It's I'm a sinner saved by grace.
好，我说我很喜欢这首诗歌。
I said I really like this hymn.
啊，他说呢，我现在也很喜欢，但是我跟你讲，以前我对这个诗歌非常反感。
He said now I also like it, but back then I really don't like it.
I resent it.
啊，
他说我第一次去参加基督徒的聚会，他们就唱这个歌。他说我看看周围，这些都是傻瓜。
He said,
这些人都讲自己是罪人，啊，他们怎么这么傻呢？
He said when the first time he went to the Christian meeting, they were singing this hymn, and I felt they were so dumb, saying they were sinners.
他自己一点都不觉得他有罪。
He never felt that he had sins at all.
我现在蒙恩得救了。
After he was saved by grace, very amazing.
每次和弟兄姊妹一唱这个诗歌，我心里就快乐。
Whenever I sing this hymn with brothers and sisters, I'm full of joy.
特别在副歌里面说，这就是我的身份。
Especially in the refrain, it says, "This
is
my story."
啊，这就是我的原来的样子。
And this is how I was.
啊，他说我要把荣耀归给神。
I should give glory to God.
他告诉我说，他没有信主以前呢，他说我是一个不会读书，也没有口才，也没能力的人。
He said, "Before he believed the Lord, that I was someone that." I did not know how to study and not adequate in speech and without ability.
他说，但是我很要面子。
But I really care about my face.
他跟我讲，他说我那时候其实是个小太保。
Actually, back then I was a little gangster.
在台湾读书的时候，就是跟那些不读书的人天天混在一起，逃学的这种人。
When I was studying in Taiwan, I just
他说我
be together with those who do not study.
我要出名。如果不能轰轰烈烈做个好事啊，你干个坏事轰轰烈烈。
He said, "I want to become famous, even if I don't do good things, but let me just do something so bad, I become famous."
你知道我那时候多笨吗
？So you know how dumb I was.
如果哈、啊、坏事干不成了，我死也要登个报纸，这新闻记者报，所以有个傻瓜叫死了。
Even if I could not do,
我说你有什么想法
？Even if I could not do bad things.I should just die in famous way so that I was on the news.
他说哈、啊，我想哪天呢，我去爬高压线的那个电塔，然后电死在上面，那一定上电视，一定上报纸。
He said that I thought about if one day I climb up this high voltage tower, then I got electrified and died, then I would be on the news and even be on TV.
大家都知道有这么一个人。
Now everyone would know there's someone.
他现在还好，我没死。
He said that it was good I did not die this way.
我蒙恩得救了。
He said I got saved by grace.
他有一次唱我是个罪人蒙主恩，主就把这件事点他一下。
Once when he was singing this hymn, I'm a sinner saved by grace, then the Lord pointed this out to him.
那天我在聚会中啊，哭得不得了。
He said that day that he wept so much at the meeting.
他哭啊，是感谢主。
He wept for thanking the Lord.
像我这样的人救了还有什么用呢？救了有什么用呢？
To the Lord that for someone like me, what's the use of being saved?
而你还爱我，你亲自为我舍命。
But you love me that you die for me.
弟兄姊妹们。这是国度子民该有的经历。
This should be the experience that people of the kingdom should have.
我们在生命中要蒙光照。
We shall be enlightened in life.
看见自己的本相。
See how who we really are.
一个越认识主，他是我们君王的人。
The one who, the more he knows that Lord is our King.
就越发看见自己的不堪，自己的败坏，自己的黑暗。
The more he will see how corrupt, how filthy and dark he is.
我认识一位年长弟兄，他现在已经到主那里去。
I know an elderly brother. Now he's already with the Lord.
他如果还在世，一百多岁。
If he's still on earth, he will be more than 100 years old.
因为我的姊妹呢，年轻的时候跟他的孙女啊是 roommate。
Because my wife used to be roommate with his granddaughter.
所以我们结婚以后，我姊妹在结婚之前就跟他认识。这是一位爱主的老弟兄。
My wife knows about this elderly brother even before we got married, and this brother loves the Lord.
他，所以我结婚以后，我姊妹就带我去看他，跟他交通。
So after we got married, that my wife brought me to see him and fellowship with him.
他用了一整天时间跟我讲他一生的经历。
He spent an entire day share with me about his life experience.
他是福建人。
He's from 福建。
家庭呢，在福建是很有钱的。
And his family was wealthy.
从小呢, 他就受了, 就送去教会学校读书。
And he got educated in the church schools.
在他那个时代, 他能够啊, 高中毕业就到美国来, 读了 MIT。
And at that time, after he graduated from high school, he came to U.S. and studied MIT.
拿到硕士学位就回中国。
He returned to China after he received the master's degree.
那个时候，在中国很少这样的人才，他就被重用。
Back then, there were very few this kind of professionals, so he got hired.
他虽然读过圣经，但是他嗤之以鼻，根本不相信。
Although he read the Bible, but he completely does not believe.
他母亲是一个敬虔爱主的姊妹。
His mother is a very godly sister.
一直不断地为他的灵魂得救祷告。
Have always been praying for his spirit to be saved.
就用尽各种方法说我的儿子现在已经是高级知识分子，而且是社会精英，可能一般人跟他讲到他听不进去。
And she felt that as her son is a very high professional person, so maybe for any ordinary person share gospel to him, he would not care.
所以他祷告主啊， 要找一个懂圣经又认识你的弟兄啊，向他传福音。
So he prayed. She prayed to the Lord to have a brother who understands the Bible and loves the Lord to share gospel to him.
他们有一个同乡啊，就是福州的尼托森弟兄。
And brother Watchman Nee is from the same town as them.
那么，这个他的母亲认识尼弟兄。
His mother knows brother Watchman Nee.
知道尼弟兄啊。 非常熟悉圣经。
She knows that Brother Nee understands Bible.
而且是一个有见识的人。
And also is someone highly educated.
但是不容易见到尼弟兄，因为尼弟兄那时候得了这肺结核，他在养病。
But it was hard to meet Brother Watchman Nee because he had tuberculosis.
他在江西的庐山呢，一个农家半山腰住在那里养病。
And he stayed in a countryside farm to recover from illness.
那么主听这个妈妈的祷告，她的儿子工作一段时间也感染了肺结核。
And the Lord has listened to this mom's prayer because after her son worked for a while, he also got tuberculosis.
那个是一个绝症呢，还没药的。
Back then, it was a terminal illness.
没有这个 antibiotic.
There was no antibiotics.
所以呢，他也去庐山养病。当然他很有钱呢。 他就去一个疗养院。
So he also went to the same place to recover from illness since he was rich, so he went into a hospital.
他生病啊，他妈妈非常高兴，说这下有机会了，可以让他跟那个倪先生谈一谈。
Actually, his mother was so happy when he got sick because she felt there would be opportunity for him to talk to Brother Watchman.
他们约好有一天早上见面谈一个钟头，因为两个都是病人。
And they set an appointment to meet each other to talk for 1 hour since they were both sick.
那么他去之前呢, 他就从圣经啊, 他以前读过的, 找出问题来。
And before he went, he pointed out all the questions he had in the Bible.
写了好几张纸啊。
And there was, it fills up so many
pieces of paper. 他一见面, 一分钟都不浪费, 倪先生, 听说你非常懂圣经。
As soon as he met Watchman Nee, that he did not waste any time, and he said, "I heard that you understand Bible so much."
他一去啊，就主动攻击。
Immediately, that he started to be proactive. And Brother Watchman just tried to answer everything gently.
一个钟头一下就过了。
1 hour passed by so quickly.
本来是这个母亲是跟尼弟兄讲说，你跟我儿子有机会跟他讲讲救恩，做做见证。
At first, the mom told Brother Watchman that. Hopefully you can share some testimony and gospel with my son.
结果尼弟兄啊，一点机会都没有。But
Brother Watchman had no chance at all.
等到要走要告辞，他站起来，他就一副得胜者的姿态。倪先生，谢谢你的指教。And
at the end, very as a gentleman that he stood up and say, "Thank you, Watchman, that thank you for teaching me."
他后来跟我讲，他去问尼弟兄，他得救了以后。 那天你心里感觉如何？
Actually, after he got saved, he told me that he asked Brother Watchman that, "How did you feel that day?"
尼弟兄告诉他，我心里非常沮丧。
Brother Watchman told him that actually I felt so disappointed. He felt that, "Lord, this person does not want you."
他说他讲完那个客气话，尼弟兄说了一句非常直的话。
And after this person say something just very gently, that Brother Watchman say something so direct.
英先生, 如果你对神有问题, 人不能回答, 神可以回答。
He told him that if you have questions about God, actually man cannot answer, but only God can answer.
但是如果你用问题反对神, 你问完100个, 还有101个问题。
But if you're opposing God with your questions, even after 100 questions, you still have 1,000 more questions.
你知道那一天啊, 他告诉我, 他说, 他这一句话, 把我的自尊心刺破了。
That day, actually, he just pierced apart my self-esteem.
为什么呢?
Why was it?
他说我的动机就是要来反对神的, 被他说穿了。
Because my motivation was to be opposing God.
他气得要命的, 转头就走。
And he got so angry and left.
但是他妈妈没有放弃,
but his mother never gave up.
继续为他祷告,
continue to pray.
后来他病好了,
and later his illness got recovered.
你上次跟倪先生谈的没结果, 还有一个有学问的人,
and his mother said that although there was no result from your talking with Brother Watchman, but there's one more person who's also Christian.
也是我们福建老乡宋尚杰博士。
And that person is John Song, who's also from the same town as us.
他快要到我们这边来传福音了，你一定要去一次。
She said that he's almost here to share gospel. You must go. Then he said, "Okay."
他是博士，我是硕士，那我可以去听他一次。
He thought since John Song is PhD and a master, I would listen. Then he went.
没想到一去啊，全场坐满了人。
And the place was full of people.
都是一些普普通通社会各行各业的人。
All the ordinary people.
好，那一天呢，还才唱诗歌，宋尚杰弟兄出来，他的头发呢是又直又长，像一堆稻草，摆在头上这样的。
And immediately after singing the hymn, Brother Johnson comes out, and his hair was just like straw.
他这么一动啊，这个稻草就动。
When he moved,
他又喜欢讲道的走了，讲到一半就唱起歌来了。
And he likes to move around when he shares, so halfway he was singing a song.
教大家唱。
And he
所以他心里面觉得这个人一点修养都没有，一点这个文化气息都没有，还是个博士。他说，他就站起来要出去。
So he felt that this person was not seems like not educated and not highly socialized.他坐在人中间，他站起来请别人让一让。但是那一天呢，他说，我一站起来，忽然之间。
主神圣的光照在他身上。
And he stood up, want to leave, but he said, as soon as he stood up, the holy light of God shines upon him.
他说，我看见我这个人何等可怕。
He said he saw that how terrified I am.
他说我站不住啊。
I could not stand.
我整个人倒在地上，趴在地上，痛哭啊，不觉得，也不觉得我这个人没面子，也好像感觉不到周围有人。
I fully prostrate on the ground and wept as if I did not realize anybody was next to me.
主啊，赦免我，我是一个骄傲又黑暗又污秽的人。
He said, Lord, forgive me. I'm someone who's so proud or full of darkness and corrupted.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个强烈的光。
That's a very strong light.
把这个人完全翻过来。
Completely turn this person
around. 后来他得救了，他去找尼图森弟兄去和好，他去道歉。
After he got saved, he went to look for Watchman Nee to reconcile with him and apologize. In his entire life, he served God through his... And later he became a professor in a university. And later he went to Singapore and came to U.S. He's someone who knows the Lord. Brothers and sisters, that's people of the kingdom.
这个生命在我们里面, 要成为光照我一下。
This life in us should be light to enlighten us.
地上的将军, 富人, 学者, 君王, 碰见了基督, 没有一个不倒下来。
So when all the general or educator or all those wealthy people on earth, when they meet the king, none of them do not prostrate.
今天我们倒不下来, 仍然站立, 因为我们没有光。
Today that we do not prostrate, we still stand because we do not have light.
以赛亚看见了自己内心深处。
Isaiah saw the depths of his inner being.
表现在他的嘴唇上面。
Which expressed through his lips.
他懊悔啊。
He really repented.
他说我是一个嘴唇不洁净的人。
He said, I'm a man of unclean lips.
弟兄姊妹，有时候在教会中啊，有些弟兄姊妹平时很会说话的，有一段日子说话都捂着嘴巴的。
Brother, sister, for some brothers, sisters in church, although they are very good at speaking, but sometimes that you realize they cover their mouths when speaking.
我就见过一个我敬重的弟兄。
I have met a brother I respect.
非常有恩赐，而且非常读圣经有亮光的弟兄。
He's full of, he's very gifted and have a lot of life
and revival. 他肯学生命的功课。
And he's willing to learn the lessons of life.
有一次我们在一起。同工们交通，他们有另外一个年长同工起来攻击他。
Once when we had co-worker sharing that another elder co-worker come up to attack him.
那么这位弟兄起先一直不说话，后来他被激的就说事情不是这样的，他要解释一下。
At first, this brother did not speak at all, but later he got stirred up and tried to explain.
声音就更大，理由更多。
And the other co-workers become even louder, even more reasoning.
他的声音也大了一点。
And also his voice got
louder. 后来他忽然之间停下来，他不说话了。
And all of a sudden he stopped and just let the other ones talk.
但是接下来两个礼拜，我看我们弟兄，他说话就捂着嘴唇。
But for the next 2 weeks, I saw our brother cover his mouth when he spoke.
在讲台上面，他低着头讲。
And on the stage, when he shared, that he just
我不知道发生什么事情，我就问他：“你是不是生病了？”
I did not know what happened, so I asked him, "Are you sick?"
我因为跟他熟啊，所以我都很直啊。我说问他生病，他说不是，没有生病。
Since I know him well, I was direct with him, so I asked him, "Are you sick?"
他说那一天我嘴唇不洁。
He said, "No, I'm not sick, but that day I was."
我露出了我的羞耻，就是我自己的血气。
I was of unclean lips. I showed my shame, which was my flesh.
弟兄姊妹。那个是国度子民的经历。
Brothers, sisters, that was the experience of the people of kingdom.
那个叫做光。
That is light.
所以神的荣耀借着光从我们身上显出来。
So God's glory through light is manifested through us.
今天在教会生活里面，在社会生活里面，在家庭生活里面，何等需要这个。
How much we need this in our family, social, or company life.
多少时候我们讲自己的理由。
How often that we just being we have our own reasons?
多少时候我们觉得我是被冤枉的
？So many times we thought we are being wronged.
但是以赛亚那一天，他倒下来了。
But that day Isaiah bowed down.
接下来他才看见，他说：“我又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。”
And then later he saw that I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips.
弟兄姊妹，你知道现在的。犹太人他们敬畏主的人他们说话多文雅嘛。
You know how gentle those Jewish, those godly Jewish people who respect God today,
我有时候会故意去找一个以色列的电影来看一看。
Sometimes I just try to find an Israelite movie to watch.
有一次我找到一个是他们讲一个家庭的故事。
Once I found a movie that talks about their family.
他们都是敬虔爱主，像今天礼拜六我们出去就看到街上很多戴小帽子、穿得很整齐的犹太人了，他们去聚会。
They are those who really godly people who love God. Just like today, we might see many of them go to synagogues.
他们说话非常平和，非常优雅，就是要指责人呢，都好像在唱歌一样。
Their speech is very gentle and beautiful. Even when they want to rebuke someone, just they speak as if they are singing.
但是你真的跟他们在一起生活，就觉得虚伪啊，痛苦的不得了。
But
是不是
if you really live with them, it's almost like hypocrites.
因为他外面这么漂亮，里面不是这个样子。
Because with beautiful outward, their inner is not this way. That's what Isaiah saw.
弟兄姊妹，这个在今天神的儿女们来说。
Today with children of God,
这就是活在肉身中的教会。
That is the fleshly church.
活在肉身中的教会，我们的光景就是这个样子。
And this is the condition of the church in flesh.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们没有光，我们对我们周遭的环境就不认识。
Brothers, sisters, if we do not have light, then we do not understand and know the circumstances around us.
唯有宝座的光叫我们认识自己。
Only the light from the throne.Enable us to know ourselves.
也有借着这生命的光，叫我们认识环境。
And only through this light of life, we can understand circumstances.
昨天我讲到，我儿女小的时候，我的姊妹常常教导我们的孩子，你要认识自己。
Yesterday, I mentioned my wife often teach our children when they were young that they have to know themselves.
别人称赞他，他高兴得不得了的时候，妈妈就跟他讲：“你想想看，你自己原来不是这个样子的。”
When other people praise them and they become so happy, then my wife tell them that think about this, you were not like this before.
他们不光是高兴啊，他们就飘飘然。
Not they were not just happy, but they were actually. They will puff up.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们一个难处，不认识自己。
That's one of the difficulties we have. We do not know ourselves.
第二个难处啊，
the second difficulty.
我们对环境不够认识。
We do not know much about our circumstances.
所以我后来看我姊妹教我的孩子，常常跟他们讲 situation awareness.
When my wife teach our children, she always say the situation awareness.
就是你在这个环境里面，你要知道环境是什么样子，你可以照着你该是的来反应。
So you have to understand how your situation is, so you can respond back accordingly.
你看，以赛亚说的话是对的，但是他非常厉害，不认识自己，也不认识环境。
So even though what Isaiah said was right, but he was so sharp that he did not know about himself nor knowing the situation.
但是这是在他没有遇见宝座之前的侍奉。
But that was the ministry before he met the throne.
当他看见了主在宝座上。他开始认识自己，也认识环境。
When he saw the Lord on the throne, he started to know about himself and know the situation.
他整个侍奉为人不同了。
His entire ministry and his act and deeds become so different.
第三个，他说他有祸了的原因。他说我又眼见大君王万军之耶和华。
He said that he was undone. The reason was that he had seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
我们刚刚讲到，一个人真的看见君王，他的态度就会有改变。
We have mentioned that when someone truly see the king, then his attitude will be changed.
他看见了大君王，他说我灭亡了，因为我以前态度完全是冒犯。这个如果用古时候的话来讲啊，说我该当死罪了。
When he saw the king, he said, I'm undone, because his attitude back then was really against the king. Back in older days, actually, it should be punishment of death.
这个光照的结果叫他谦卑下来。
The result of this being enlightened that helped him to be humble.
叫他从里面深处变得柔软。
From the depths of his heart, he becomes soft.
今天很多人外面很柔软，里面很硬，我们叫做软软的硬。
There are many people who seem soft outside, but actually very hard inside. Have you ever met this kind of person?
你跟他交涉什么事情，他都好好好，但是你像碰到墙壁一样。
Whatever you tell this person always says yes, but actually you feel like you are against the wall.
有时候我们传福音啊，跟一个朋友做了四十几年好朋友，就是一点恩典都接受不了。
When we were sharing gospel, we become good friends with this person for more than 40 years, but he just could not accept the Lord.
但是真正国度的子民，因着光照，这个人谦卑了。
But true people of the kingdom, because of the enlightening, this person become humble.
因着光照，他这个人从里面变得柔软。
Because of the enlightening, this person becomes soft from inside.
这个柔软有一些在行为上的表现。
And there's the expression of this softness.
他碰到别人对他有一点意见，有一点看法的时候，他再不为自己讲理由了。
This person will no longer speak for himself when others have something opposing him.
他看见别人的行为的时候，他不再用自己做标准去指指点点。
He no longer uses himself as the standard to judge others.
为什么呢？因为他里面有一个新的标准嘛。
Because there's a new standard.
为什么呢？因为他有一个新的源头了，不再是他自己。
Because he has a new source that's no longer himself.
弟兄姊妹们，他也不再为自己寻求什么利益了。
And he no longer seek any advantage for himself.
因为他真正的得着，乃是在主里面得着他做我的生命。
Because he has truly received the Lord to be his life.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有在教会生活中看见有人有这样的改变呢？
Have you ever seen someone change like this in church life?
我要感谢我的主。
Have to thank our Lord.
我自己侍奉中，我看见好多弟兄姊妹改变。
I have seen so many brothers and sisters change in my ministry.
不仅他刚刚得救的时候有一点的改变。
Not just being changed a little bit when they got saved.
但他走了一段路以后，忽然之间这个人 好像白天跟黑夜一样。
But after a while, all of a sudden, this person is almost like day and night.
我年轻的时候跟一对年长夫妇学服侍。
When I was young, I learned how to serve with the elderly brothers and sisters.
那位姊妹啊，她是一个非常直爽的人。
That sister is someone very direct.
我常常被她修理。
I often got chastised by her.
但是每次都出去服侍，我一定要先到她家去。跟他交通然后祷告 他带我出去
But whenever I serve I always have to go to her home to pray and fellowship with her and she brought me out
我是负责去看望福音看望那他是我的头
My
组长
responsibility is to visit
每次我看望回来他就讲评一番这个不对那个不对这个不对那个不对
And she's our leader so therefore whenever I come back she always tell me what's wrong
不光是服侍连我这个怎么摆手怎么动脚都不对
Not just about,
每一样都要修理我
Not just about how wrong I serve But even my actions
但是她实在是一个很有爱心像姐姐又像母亲一样
But she is truly full of love Just like my sister or like a mom
后来我离开那个地方
And later I left that place、
啊、有一段日子我再回去
And later I returned
我去看他们
I visit them
哎呀她看到我高兴得不得了
And she was so happy to see me、啊
走的时候，他做了我喜欢吃的点心。他说：“这个是做给你吃的。”
And she baked something that I liked for me.
我都不太敢相信了、
哦。I could not believe it.、啊、
这个姊妹怎么整个变了
？She changed so much.
不光是对人的态度
，Not just attitude toward man.
圣经的真理、教会的道路完全变了。
But even change toward the truth in Bible and the way of the
church. 真是像保罗说的，以前看为有益的，今天因着基督的缘故变成粪土。
Just like Paul said that what I see as good to me before, but because of Christ today, I see it as done. What a big change!
所以后来我去问当地服侍弟兄，他说我们也感觉到，这个姊妹完全进入幔内了。
So I also asked those serving brothers locally, and they told me that we also felt that the sister has truly entered the veil.
弟兄姊妹，你羡慕吗
？Do you have desire of this?
这个叫做国度的姊妹。
That's the people of the kingdom.
他不再为着自己的兴趣，不再讲理由，不再认为自己的方法是最好的，他能够跟随圣灵。
They no longer have their own preferences, nor think their way is the best, but and no longer reasoning, they are able to follow the Holy Spirit.
自己再不做主了。
They no longer be their own lord.
什么事都去祷告。
And praying everything.
主在他里面真做他的君王，做源头了。
Lord in them truly be their king, be their source.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这是基督徒应该有的经历。
That should be the experience Christians should have.
所以我们看见以赛亚到后面呢，他讲到这些进入天国的子民他们的光景。
So later Isaiah talk about those.People of the kingdom, people who enter kingdom, the condition they should be.
在五十七章第十五节。
In chapter 57, verse 15.
在那里他说到。
It says.
因为那至高至上、永远长存、名为圣者的如此说，我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔、谦卑的人同居。要使谦卑人的灵苏醒，也使痛悔人的心苏醒。
For thus says the high and lofty one that inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of the contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
弟兄姊妹，这是神给我们的一个美好的属灵经历。
This is the beautiful spiritual experience God gives us.
那么以赛亚在这个经历他蒙光照之后
So after Isaiah through this experience being enlightened
还有一个更特别的经历
There's even more special experience
立刻就有一个撒拉佛从天上飞下来
And immediately a seraphim flew from heaven
他手中拿着从祭坛上面刚刚取下来烧红的火炭
And he holds the live coal in hand which is just coming out from the altar
到他面前呢用那火炭沾他的嘴唇
，and use this coal of fire to touch his lips.
你有没有被火炭烫过、啊、
？Have you ever been burned by the coal?
立刻起泡，对不对
？Immediately it's burned.、
啊、我有时候在家里做事，这个很粗心呢、啊。一个锅烧开了，那锅盖是铁的， 我就去拿，一拿这个手就起泡了。
Sometimes that I was careless and I got burned.
你的手啊，它比较粗啊，起个泡还不那么痛。嘴唇是最嫩的地方，对不对
？For hands, the skin on hands is still thick, but for our lips, it has a very thin skin.
嘴唇痛啊，痛到哪里啊
？So when the pain of lips,
痛彻心肺。
The pain
痛到里面去的。
Lips will be all the way into a heart.
这是主洁净人的方法。
And that's the way how Lord cleans people.
所以主要洁净我们，如果不摸到你痛的地方，你身上没有主的工作。
So for Lord to cleanse us, if He does not touch the part that we will feel painful, then there's no work of God.
没有摸到你呀、啊，所以这个撒旦在神面前辩白的时候，他说、啊：“这个约伯没有弃绝你，因为你还为他保留性命。”
As Satan was trying to plead for himself, he said that because the reason Job did not forsake you is because you still keep Job's life.
Yeah, you spare his life. 你只夺了他的妻，你只让我去毁了他的儿女，啊，毁了他的家产。人以皮代皮，自己保命，他就无事了。
You only allow me to take away his children or his wealth and skin is for skin, but because he is okay, so.
所以神说好，没关系，你可以摸他，但是只是不能害死他。
So God said that it's okay, you can touch him, but you cannot take away his life.
这个约伯全身长了疮啊，很可怕的。
The Job was full of boisters on his body.
啊，弟兄姊妹，他的心被摸到。
And his heart got touched.
今天我们人呢，有一些属灵的经历哈，会摸到我们心，叫我们痛。
Brother, sister, some of the spiritual experience today will touch your heart.
弟兄姊妹，你要不要逃避这种经历呢
？Would you just flee away from the experiences?
如果你逃避，你我身上就不会有复活生命的流露。
If you escape from those, then on us there will be no outflow of the life of resurrection.
我们人很聪明啊。
We are so smart.
很会从主的工作中啊，我们转个弯，我们还是往前走。
We're able to try to run away from the work.
我们会用理由，会用外面的事情绕过去。
We can go around it using our reasonings and things outward.
但是感谢主啊，这一次来的不是人做的，是天使来做的。
This time is not done by man, but done by angels.
所以每一个十字架炼净的功课，都是天的安排。
So all the refining work of the cross is all arranged by heaven.
你我接受，我们就有福气。
If we accept it, then we are blessed.
如果你我在这个点上，我们聪明用人的智慧，我们身上就原样未变，本色未改。
If we use our own wisdom, then we will not be changed at all.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们信主多年，里面的生命还是一个小孩子。
Very often that after we believe the Lord for many years, but our inner life is still a baby.
那原因就是我们从来没有接受过一次十字架炼净的功课。
That's because that we have never accepted even once the refining work of the cross.
这些功课临到我们，唯有一个谦卑在主面前柔软的人，他能够接受。
It's only when those lessons come upon us.Only those who have humble and soft heart can accept those.
我每次读到这里，我感觉到以赛亚嘴巴的痛。
Every time when I read this, I can feel the pain of the lips of Isaiah.
那种灼热、灼烧的感觉，那真是痛。
It's truly so painful with those burning feelings.
而且他心里面更是难受。
And his heart must suffer so much.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这个结果是什么呢
？What's the result of this?
他说：“这个炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽就除掉了。”
This has touched your lips, and thy iniquity is taken away.
我想这个一沾呢，他嘴上就有一个永远的印记。
I think as soon as it's been touched, there's an eternal mark on his lips.
今天我们都要把身上的印记拿掉，对不对
？Today we all try to take away the marks on our body.
所以有的人有胎记啊，就用 laser 这个把它弄掉。
Some people try to remove their birthmarks by laser.
但是呢，这个十字架的印记打在嘴上。这是一个何等荣耀的印记
！But how glorious is this mark of cross being on his lips？
我们能够 诉说我们的君王他的荣耀。
We are able to speak about the glory of our king.
罪孽除掉是外面的。
It is outward when the inequity is taken away.
他说罪恶就赦免了，这是里面的。
And he said the sin being purged is inner.
弟兄姊妹，这个经历啊，在我们身上是宝贵的。
And this is a precious experience on us.
在这种的经历的里面。
In this kind of experience.
好像以赛亚讲到后面那些渔民他们的经历。
Just like the experience of remnants that Isaiah talked about.
主说呢，我要用困难给你们当饼。
The Lord says that I will give you affliction as bread.
把艰难呢给你们当水。
And adversity as water for you.
艰难和困苦，一个当饼，一个当水。
The adversity and the affliction, one for bread, one for water.
这些的苦，叫我们肉身受苦，但是灵里面却能够得着自由，得着洁净。
All these are fleshly afflictions, but our inner spirit is being cleansed.
叫我们呢，能够在主面前听见那教师的声音。
So before the Lord, we can hear the teacher's song.
主的声音呢，在我们里面告诉我们说，这是正道，你不要偏左，也不要偏右，你要行在其中。
The Lord tells us, "This is the right way. Do not go right nor left, but walk on there."
所以我特别对年轻弟兄姊妹讲。
So I especially would like to share with young.
如果你人生碰到一些叫你痛苦的事情
，If your life faces some experience that make you suffer,
要学习到主的跟前。
You have to learn to come before the feet of God. 你可以把你的痛苦告诉主，没有关系。You can tell the Lord how much you suffer.
但是在这个痛苦里面呢，若是你曾经真的在主面前降卑下来，柔软下来。
But in the midst of the suffering, if truly you humble and become soft before the Lord,
主会让你在这个里面得力量。
The Lord will strengthen you in the midst.
得饱足。
And be fed.
不仅如此。
Not only that.
弟兄姊妹，我们会跟主的交通越亲密。
And we will have even closer fellowship with the Lord.
所以他讲到，你听主的声音呢，就变得听得很清楚。
Then you can hear the Lord's voice very clearly.
我要讲一点我自己的。一点学习。
I would like to share a little bit about my own learning.
我早期啊，关于听主的声音、圣灵的带领，或者有人讲生命的感觉，总觉得若有若无。
In my earlier days, that about hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit or knowing the sense about life, that I do not really feel so clear about it.
所以有的时候啊。常常事后才发现呢，刚才那个感觉是主，但是我没听。
And usually was that I realized the feeling I had before was from the Lord, but I did not listen.
我举一个小例子。
So I'll give a small example.
二十多年前
呢，
我在一个小的大学城服侍。
I was serving a small college town.
那我父母亲呢，住在北边的西雅图。
And my parents live in Seattle, in North.
我父亲呢，一有事情打个电话，我就要开车去，六个钟头，300里。
And whenever my dad called me, I had to drive for 6 hours.
办完事情，我就要回去，赶回去要服侍啊。
And then after I take care of those things for them, then I had to go back to serve.
那我常常回去的时候，经过中间一个城，就我现在住的这波特兰。
And often on my way back, I pass Portland, which I live now.
常常都是 traffic hour。
And usually there was traffic hour.
它有两条路啊，一条五号公路，一条205公路。
And there were two different highways. One was Route 5.
每次到那要交界的地方，我就祷告主，因为那时候没有 GPS， 也没有这个 traffic radio 可以听。
Whenever there was this intersection, I prayed to the Lord because back then there was no GPS nor radio.
那么，我就问主说：“主啊，哪一条不塞车？你告诉我就走那一条。”
I asked the Lord, please tell me which one does not have traffic.
我祷告了，里面就跟我讲说走205，我说那我就走5号，结果我就碰见塞车。
After I prayed, the voice tells me to go for 205, but then I go on Route 5, then I got into traffic.
第二次，我又祷告主啊，我不能迟到，请你告诉我哪一条不塞车。主说走5号。我就走205。
And the second time was that I asked the Lord, I cannot be late, so please tell me which one does not have traffic. Then the Lord tell me to go number through five, but I go on 205.
这些经历大概有七八次到十次。
And this kind of experience, I experienced 7 or 10 times.
这对我来讲是个艰难，小小的艰难。
It was little affliction for me.
小小的困苦。
A little adversity.
我跌倒再跌倒。
I fall down so many times.
然后我开始知道。
Then I start to know.
我不要讲理由。
I had no more reasoning.
第一次就是错, 我也错在主手上。
Even when I was wrong, I still wrong in Lord's hands.
从那以后开始, 很奇妙。
Ever since then, very amazingly.
啊, 里面主说话, 我知道这是主。
Then when Lord speaks to me, I know it's from the Lord.
那叫生命的感觉。
That's the sense of life.
像现在有时候事情压得很紧。
Sometimes when things really, I'm under pressure.
照着我以前呢, 是非常不安息的。
If it was me before, I was not having rest.
不要说我自己感觉到，连我周围的人一看就知道你这个人呢没有安息。
Not only I felt this way, but even those around me know that I was not at rest.
有一次我去做身体检查，我那个医生就说， "You are very stressful."
Once I went for a physical checkup, the doctor told me you're very stressful.
他说你大概把平安给别人，把 stress 都留在自己身上。
It might be that you give peace to others, but you keep the stress to yourself.
今天很多侍奉主的人就是这样子，最后就 burn out.
There are so many who serve the Lord like this today, and at the end they burn out.
因为我们听不见主的声音。
Because we cannot hear the voice of the Lord.
不是主不说话。
Not that Lord does not speak.
乃是主的声音被我们自己的感觉、意念、我们的逻辑、理由。 方法、意见, 通通淹没了。
But Lord's voice is being covered, buried by our own feelings, our thoughts, our opinions, or reasoning.
主在这个点上一步一步教我, 很长一段路啊, 大概30年的时间。
It's almost 30 years the Lord step by step teach me on this point.
我也不知道什么时候开始变得啊, 有很多事情呢, 以往会摸到我自尊心的, 现在摸不到了。
And not knowing when, but back then,
我都不太 不 care
了。When things actually touch my self-esteem, but now it doesn't touch anymore.
我得到极大的安息。I
feel that I'm able to find full rest.
而且明天早上起来有一个很重要的事情，我没有预备好，但是我能够睡一个好觉。But
even that there's something important next morning, even though I'm not well prepared, but I can still sleep well.
我跟主说，主啊。 我靠在你身上。I
told the Lord,
我相信你，你一定负责任，因为你是王。
I just depend on you. You will take whole responsibility because you are the king.
到了早晨起来，第一件事，主就把这个摆在前面，摆在心里面。
And when I wake up in the morning, the first thing is that the Lord put this thing in me.
弟兄姊妹，这个是祭坛的火炭。
That's the coal of fire of the altar.
把你我跟他之间那个罪的阻隔除掉了。 不仅洗净了，不仅赦免了，而且除掉了。
It completely removed the inequity between him, between God and us. Not just cleansed, but actually removed.
唯有借着十字架的经历，十字架的经历啊，是叫我们先看见自己是失败的。
Only through the experience of the cross, which tell first show us we are failed.
我们在主面前能够听得见他向我们说话。
Then later, before God, we are able to hear Him speaking to us.
主再不向我们隐藏他的自己。
The Lord no longer hid Himself from us.
因为那一切拦阻我们和他交通的事物都除掉了。
Because for all the things that can hinder us from fellowship with Him is being removed.
这个除掉的结果就是以赛亚书30章15节。
The result of all the things being purged is Book of Isaiah 35, verse 15.
那里神借先知啊。 对犹大的渔民所发出的一个呼召，
That's
30章第15节。
That's verse 30, chapter 30, verse 15.
他说：“主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救，在乎归回安息。”
For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest, shall you be safe.
你们得力，在乎平静安稳。
In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要能够安息，我们必须要归回到主的面前。
In order for us to find rest, we have to return to before the Lord.
我们不仅归回，我们要得救，我们要归回。第二个，我们要安息下来。
In order to be safe, we have to return and also find rest.
这个。
归回和安息啊，是我们得救的根源。
Returning and rest is the foundation of us being saved.
唯有当我们的己、我们的罪被对付掉的时候，我们才能够安息。
Only when ourselves, our sins can be dealt with, then we can find rest.
我们生活侍奉要有力量。
Our life and service
to be strengthened.
To be strengthened.
啊，需要呢平静。
We shall find quietness.
啊，而且要要安稳。
And have confidence.
啊，所以英文这个安稳呢叫做 confidence， 它的意思就是信任、信靠和把握。
For English, confidence means to trust and lay hold of.
好，我不敢说我已经学会了。
I dare not to say I've learned this well.
但是这一次我来这个 Newark.
But as this time I come to Newark.
我以为呢，今年我可以不来的。
I thought I do not have to come this year.
我在主面前祷告，我以为主已经通过了，我今年不来。我因为我去年回去，我就跟主讲，主啊，让我好好在家隐藏几年，啊，好好再多读一点圣经。
After I went home last year, I told the Lord that help me to be hidden before you for a few more years and just let me read Bible.
结果一碰到朱弟兄，他说你已经答应要来了，怎么现在不来了？
And when I met Brother Freedom, he said you already agreed to come, but how come you're not?
我是记性记错了还是什么？我觉得我已经辞掉了嘛。
I thought I remember it wrong. I thought I already quit.
所以我还是来，但是来了，我实在祷告主，我不知道我要讲什么。
So I still come, but I really pray to the Lord. I don't know what to share.
通常我预备了大概半年前，主就把感觉给我。
Usually it's half year ahead. The Lord just gave me some feelings.
今年我是二月份，我说好，那我来吧。
And in
February, 但是我真的没有题目。
And in February this year, I said, "Okay, I come," but I had no topic.
后来有一点感觉，我问朱弟兄啊，我讲这个好不好？他说看圣灵带领吧，那我想大概就是不好啊。
And later I had some feeling, so I asked Brother Freedom, "Is it good to share this?" And he said, "Let the Holy Spirit lead." Then I thought maybe that means no.
所以问主说，主是不是你另外有心意呢
？So I asked the Lord, "So do you have another will for this?"
后来主把以赛亚书摆在我心里。
And later the Lord put Book of Isaiah in my heart.
那么我问朱弟兄，他说哈，因为你本来要讲哥林多前书，我们有位弟兄刚刚才开过特会，就是讲哥林多前书。
Later I asked Brother Freedom that, he told me because at first you would like to share First Corinthians, and one of our brothers just shared about First Corinthians in special gathering.
但是祷告有意念、有方向，不代表会讲。
But
对不对
after pray, when I have the thought, have the direction, it does not mean I know how to share.
我真是很苦啊。
I was actually much suffering.
这两个月哈，天天为这件事七上八下的。
I have actually been feeling up and down for this for past 2 months.
那么主给我一点方向。
And the Lord gave me some direction.
我所以告诉朱弟兄问呢，大家该怎么准备，我就讲了几章，请大家读一读。
So when Brother Freedom asked how should everybody prepare, so I just gave several chapters.
直到昨天晚上，我还是不确定。
Even until last night, I was still not sure.
但晚上我非睡不可。
But I had to sleep.
我就跟主说：“主啊，这是你的事。”
So I told the Lord, "It is your business."
到今天早上，主就把今天下午跟今天晚上，我说我只讲第六章。
So this morning, the Lord just gave me the topic for this afternoon and tonight. I said I would just share chapter 6.
我告诉我姊妹，她说阿们。
I told my wife and she said amen.
她说如果照你原来的方法，你想把六十六章用四堂讲完，你把别人淹死，自己也淹死了。You overwhelm everyone, including yourself.
She said that if you, from your original thought of sharing all the 66 chapters, you will overwhelm everyone, including yourself.
弟兄姊妹，我为什么要讲这个呢
？Brother, sister, why would I share this?
你得力在乎平静 ，quietness， 不要自己想办法。
For in quietness should be your strength. Do not use your own ways.
Confidence.
And also in confidence.
这个 confidence 不是在你自己里面，在基督里面。
This confidence is not in you, but in Christ.
你真的靠上他了，你里面就有把握了。
When you truly have confidence in Him, then you have assurance.
并且你告诉主说，主，我不过是你的器皿。
Then you tell the Lord, Lord, I'm just your vessel.
接下来我们看见。
Then later we see.
啊，以赛亚还有一个经历。
Isaiah also has another experience.
第八节他说：“我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？”
And also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Who shall I send, and who will go for us?"
我们讲这个经历叫做呼召。
And this experience is called calling. 啊，
有一个读圣经呢讲。在这里啊，有一个意思，他是啊，好像偶然听见。
Someone read the Bible say that here. One meaning is as if he just
overheard.
Overheard.
不是他有意要去听，只是神一直在那里发出呼召，但是主找不到人。
Not that Isaiah would like to hear it, but the Lord just keeps
calling, but nobody answers. He can't find anyone has a listening ear. 没有一个人有能听的耳，但是那一天以赛亚耳朵听见了。
No one has a listening ear, but that day Isaiah heard.
你知道，我读到这一个，那时候主特别的感动我。那时候我26岁。
So back then when I was 26 years old, then the Lord really touched me.
讲这个感觉的是 Oswald Chambers， 我不晓得弟兄姊妹知不知道，他有一本书哈、啊，叫做这个 My utmost for his highest.
The Oswald Chambers has a book called My utmost for his highest.
它是一本灵修的书，每天早上有一小篇。他有一天就讲到这个以赛亚听见神的呼召。
And he has a devotion. That's a devotional book. That one of those says that Isaiah heard the calling of God.
这告诉我们说呢，神一直在寻找。一直在等候。
It tells us that God has always been searching and always been waiting.
这个时候，以赛亚他已经预备好了。
And this time, Isaiah has been prepared.
他就说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”
He said that here I am, send me.
他就把自己完全的交给主。
And he completely offered himself to the Lord.
他以后的侍奉生活就不再是凭着自己的热情、喜好和观念。
And later on, his life and ministry is no longer based on his own zealness or his preference or concept.
活在传统的里面。
And no longer live in tradition.
不再活在仁义的里面。
Not living his own human
彻底的脱开了，后来变成犹太教的那个束缚和捆绑。
Completely being delivered from the
Judaism. The bondage of the Judaism.
The bondage of the Judaism.
他成为在主手中预备好、方便并且合用的器皿。
And he become the vessel that's been prepared and also been useful.
他说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”
He say, "Here am I, send me."
你知道王国显弟兄写了一首诗歌，就是用这句话。
Brother Wang has written a hymn using this verse.
他说：“主啊，主啊，我在这里。”
He say, "The hymn says that, Lord, Lord, here am I."
我不晓得弟兄姊妹会不会唱。
I don't know if brothers know how to sing this.
我们常常教我们的青少年唱这首诗歌。
We often teach our young people this.
这些都是以赛亚早年他生命里面的经历。
And those are all the experience of Isaiah when he was young.
在他的 early years, 弟兄姊妹们，所以我特别盼望我们中间出信的年轻的弟兄姊妹，主能够帮助你们。
So I truly hope those brothers and sisters who just believe the Lord, that Lord can help you.
我在讲，我们信主，不要头脑里面装很多关于基督的知识而已。
Once again, I say that let us not just have all those knowledge about Christ in us.
我们需要有生命中的经历和改变。
We need an experience of life and change.
这样你的根基才是稳的，才会深厚。
Then your foundation will be stable and be deep.
如果你没有这些，但是你装了很多的观念，再加上热情的怂恿，弟兄姊妹，你只会被破坏，你不会成为主手中合用的器皿。
If you do not have those, but your mind is full of those concepts or knowledge, then you can be only you cannot become a useful vessel, but only be destroyed.
愿主得着我们，做他国度的子民。
May the Lord gain us to be the people of His kingdom.
我们有一点的祷告。
Let's have words of prayers.
好吧。主，我们把满心的感谢赞美献给你。
Lord, we offered up all our thanksgiving and praises.
你是我们的君王。
You are our king.
你的宝座高高的举起来。
Your throne is on high and lifted up.
远超过一切。
Oh, it's above all things.
亲爱的主啊。
Dear Lord.
我们也承认我们原来是不认识自己的。
We also confess that we actually do not know ourselves.
因为我们不认识你。
Because we do not know you.
但是感谢你。
But thank you.
当你向我们显现的时候。
When you manifest yourself to us.
你的光就照亮我们。
Your light enlightens us.
让我们看见自己何等的不堪。
So we see how filthy we are.
我们也愿意在你的面前承认我们的不配。
And also we confess how unworthy we are before you.
主啊，我们需要接受你祭坛的火炭。
We need to accept the coal fire of the altar.
来炼尽我们一切的卑情下品。
To purge all of our filthiness.
主啊，好叫我们全心被你自己充满。
So our whole heart will be filled by yourself.
我们能够欢喜快乐的来响应你的呼召。
So we can rejoice and glad to respond to your calling.
亲爱的主。
Dear Lord.
愿你怜悯我们。
May you be merciful to us.
让我们活在你的宝座跟前。
So we can live before your throne.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.